Look, I'm delighted now that all that training has went to something very good for myself now.
Yeah, and you were playing a Cork man yesterday. Just for our listeners, who was your opponent, and did you know much about him before the game?
Yeah, my opponent was Tomás O'Connor. I played him now 3 or 4 times. Every single time I played him, though, it's been close. He brought me to a tiebreaker up in the Golden Gloves there last time I played him.
Yeah, and he had a win over the Galway man in the semi-final, went to the tiebreaker, looked as though he wasn't going to get over the line that day. Obviously, you got to see that game yourself as well, but a formidable opponent all the same. Like you said, he seems to bring out the best against you then as well.
Yeah, I don't know. He hits some good shots now against me. Look, he's tough. He didn't give up there in the semi-final, even though it looked like he was going against him. He slogged it out and won, like, go over the line.
Yeah, and far to be 20 players as well, you know, he has them sidearms and that. So, like, the first couple of aces in the game, it was hard to get, shake him off and get a lead, but you ground him down eventually and won the first.
Yeah, it took a good bit of up into the roof and all to get by him, because his left and his right hand, he has two beautiful hands for killing the ball. Like, you'd have to keep him at the back.
Yeah, and the first game was a tough game. You're keeping him at the back and then tipping in the ball in around the corners. But credit to Tomás, he kept fighting back and you had to hold your nerve right until the end.
Yeah, he's fast, actually. He got up for some unreal balls and he got back some good balls as well. Like, I couldn't believe some of the balls he got back. And he then, whenever I set him up, he put him down, like, every time.
Yeah, and in the second game then, no, it was nip and tuck up to 7. Then you got a lead on him and pushed on. But credit to him, he stayed fighting till the very end. And just his legs maybe gave up on him a small bit towards the end. But that's probably down to your fitness and the level of training you were doing as well.
Yeah, sure, look, I'd be fit enough, but and we were both gone, but I won a few crucial rallies and I'd say that broke them and killed them, like, at the end, because losing them after, when you're tired, loses the game on you, like.
Yeah, and just in terms of the campaign, the All-Ireland semi-final, you had to play Rory Kerr from Tyrone. You beat him quite convincingly, but he's a decent player as well. In Leinster then, who was your opponent?
I started off there in Burris one night against Jamie Barnes, actually. That was a tough game now. I think it was 16-11 he got off me, and he played some stuff that day. It was a hard game. Then the semi-final, I had John Hayes in Kilfane. That wasn't a bad one. Now I got over the line quick enough now in that one. But then Leinster final against Joshua Roach was a very tough one. Had to play him in Tinryle then, and Joshua hit some unreal shots that day and all, and had to ground him down as well and go over the line convincingly enough in the end, but the score didn't really reflect on the game. Like, it was tougher than what it looked.
Yeah, and like you said, Noah, so 5 games to win that minor title, and up in Croke Park then yesterday in the Shaw Court, it must be brilliant to be able to win an All-Ireland in Croke Park.
Yeah, sure, look, it's grand. Like, you see all the good hurling matches on there, and it's good that handball's being promoted now up there. And look, the Shaw Court's unreal. Everybody can see the glass walls and all that. But look, it's tough enough to play in, though, all the same.
Yeah, and just for our listeners, no, it's for anyone watching in, it's 2 glass side walls and a glass back wall. And how do you find it? I know you're after playing up there a good few times, but how do you find playing the court yourself?
It's tough now. Like, you can get away with some shots now sticking to the glass and all, but you love that when it happens, when you get the shots, but when it happens to you, then you're tick out. So look, I'd probably prefer the 2 stone side walls, but sure, it's nice to play in the full glass one.
Yes, and like you said, the atmosphere up in Croke Park as well, you know, was brilliant. With the finals day as well, there was Masters finals day Saturday, and then obviously the minor and under 21 and all was there yesterday, the junior, the intermediate. So there's always a great buzz up in Croke Park as well, and that's where you want to play.
Yeah, sure. Luckily enough, we had a good few Kilkenny lads like Sean Barron, Amy Brennan and Jack Dial and all in the final. So we had a good enough Kilkenny crowd up there, like, anyway. So I got a bit of extra support there as well from that. So, and it's where you want to play as well in Croke Park.
Lastly then, no, I suppose, like, do you find it hard? You're involved with the Kilkenny under-19s as well. Do you find it hard to combine both the hurling and the handball, or is it obviously a busy time for you?
Yeah, sure, look, it's grand enough now. I asked Mark off for Thursday off there because I was doing a bit of training for the All-Ireland, and he understood, like, that it was an All-Ireland final and I was allowed off training there. So that saved my legs a good bit now instead of having to do all the running and training. But Ah, look, it goes hand in hand. Like, the fitness for the hurling is as good for the handball, and the same with the handball. Like, you're used to tough conditions and all.
Yeah, and just for the rest of the year then, no, obviously we're only in April now, the far with 20 seasons over after winning the singles. What's the ambitions for the rest of the year?
I'd love to win that 6x30 singles now, all Ireland, but look, it won't be easy now. We'll have to go back and train a good bit more now for it. And look, hopefully another doubles title with Conor Dale now as well would be an ambition for this year. Sure, look, seeing lads like Richie Hogan, unbelievable hurler, and then obviously Duxie as well, like to be on the same cup as them is an honour. Like, you know, Duxie's probably the best handballer of all time, like looking at that.
Yeah, and like you said, then the last person to win it was Richie Hogan in 2006, so a big gap there, and a lot of good players have gone through Kilkenny as well, not winning it, so it's brilliant to get your name on that cup.
Yeah, sure, a lot of good players have lost minor All-Irelands, like they don't come around too easy, but sure, look, it's not the be-all and end-all losing an old minor or winning one, like you have to do more in the sport than just that, like you have to get up to senior and all, no point just winning that and not playing again.
We got to play in Croke Park. I never thought I'd see the day I'd be up in it, but I never thought I'd play in it again. But the facilities above are fantastic, and the GAA, to their credit, have invested a good few euros, I suppose, into the handball world. And they've given it a kind of a great boost, and a lot of the young lads now are playing the 40x20, and it's great to see. Anyone can play above in Croke Park, and it's open to everyone, which is brilliant, you know. Like, and it's and actually a great day out. There could be four finals going on at the one time. So it's fantastic. Yeah,
it's after giving handball a great home, isn't it?
It has, and the GG Carroll have rode in behind it now, and they're showing some of the games as well, which gives us great for the elderly people at home and people in hospitals and that. Sure, it's part of the GAA as well, of course, between the hurling and the football, so it's an extension, as the lad said. But you know, it's great, and the women are playing it, and it's very competitive,
and
which is a great outlet for the lads like ourselves,
and yourself and Johnny Brennan reign supreme.
Yeah, we've had a good run, Pat. Yeah, we have a great run, actually. Of course, you get clobbered. It's like everything. You get clobbered along the way as well. You know, you get your beats and you learn a little bit from them, and you could get another hiding, and then you get another run going and you'd win again. And the whole thing is you keep at it.
I was listening on the radio before he came over, and you could feel the excitement on the radio, and all the kids and everything around is brilliant. Great for the club for tonight. In sport, it's great to be part of a club, and it's great to go down to town and have an argument with your opposition or two local clubs, and we have a great crack among them, and we don't take it too serious.
But it's the memories, it's the friendships, they're the things that bind us all together. And when we meet as individuals of those teams, whether you're down the town or not, we'll always be bound by those memories, the good times and the bad, and the tough trainings and the good trainings, and the holidays after All-Irelands and losing All-Irelands, and that's the stuff that kind of pulls us all together. And that bond, you know, you don't need to say that to each other, it's just kind of an unwritten bond and a connection between us. We would die for each other on the pitch, but then, you know, we kill each other in club hurling, and that's the way it goes, because we all love our parish and we love to get one up on each other. And you know, there's something beautiful in that. I know I'm not sure what it is, but there's definitely something nice in it.